I never used to go to the beach because I come from Brooklyn. We only had Coney Island, which was an awful beach. There were rumors during the war that enemy submarines, German subs, came into the bathing area at Coney Island. And they were destroyed by the pollution. And the only time I bathed was with Mrs. Allen, I guess, my wife, the dread Mrs. Allen. Honeymooning. I was fabulous. You would have adored me. I was on water skis, stripped to the waist, skiing fast across the top of the surf, my hair back. I oiled my muscle. It's really holding on with one hand, water skiing, very great. My wife was in the boat ahead of me, rowing frantically. I got a very bad burn, really bad. And I was thinking when I was a kid, I was ashamed of having red hair because I lived in a tough section. I lived in a sub-basement walk-down, under-street level, janitor-style. The janitor at our apartment during the Depression had some stocks, and the market crashed, and he was wiped out, and he tried to kill himself by jumping out the window up onto street level. I was the sensitive kid, poet. There were tough kids in my class. There was a kid in my class named Floyd. Floyd used to sit in the dumb row in school, you know. Vegetable mentality, you know. I made friends with him years later when we got older. I removed a thorn from his paw, you know. Once I was on my way for my violin lesson when I was a kid, and I'm walking past the pool room. And Floyd and all his friends are out, you know, they're swiping hubcaps in Brooklyn from moving cars, which is really amazing. And I walk past and he yells out to me, "Hey, Red." I was a cocky kid. Put down my violin. I go up to him. I said, "My name is not Red. If you want me, call me by my regular name. It's Master Haywood Allen." I spent that winter in a wheelchair. A team of doctors labored to remove a violin. Lucky it wasn't a cello. I'm not a fighter. I have bad reflexes and I can't fight. I was once run over by a car with a flat tire being pushed by two guys.